awesome day to be in the land of the living. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so grateful to God for all of you who are connecting to the Morning Inspirational Vitamin, something that the Lord gave me a couple of years ago. And just look at where we are now, still turning out 1,000 people or more watching our videos every day, and that is fantastic. People keep texting and saying something's on my face. I don't see it. Okay, let's move on. Hey, I want to invite everybody, once again, birthday celebration at the Center of Hope. It's going to be a phenomenal worship experience celebrating my birthday, which will actually be November 17th. But the celebration is going to be this coming Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. If you can't be there with us, I hope you would log on and just share. If this video has been a blessing to you and this ministry has been a blessing to you in any way, shape, or form, I'd love for you to be with us. Now, Center of Hope, I am looking for you. I may not preach until I take a roll call. We've been together a long time, and I want you to come on out and just be with us on that day. It's going to be a great day, and I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's pray. Let's start this day off as we always do. Let's give God some praise. Father, we thank you, for you are wonderful and you are mighty, and there's nothing you cannot do. Nobody can do us like you can. You are fantastic. You are wonderful. There are no earthly adjectives that properly describe your greatness. So, God, let us just give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. And thank you just for being our God. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Already today, we are miraculous because someone in our neighborhood did not wake up. Another woke up but could not sit up. Someone else sat up but could not speak up or look up. So you've been kind to us, and for that we bless you. So, God, I pray today that this word will be an encouragement to someone's heart. God, and I pray that it will cause a bond that will last forever. For this I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, go with me to the Gospel according to Mark. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, we're going to begin at verse 35. Listen, I am in my superhero mode today. Why? Because I need for all of us to unlock the superhero in each of us. Family, we are not destitute. We are not weak. We are not feeble, waiting for someone to come and save us. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I guess I'm going to spend some time just trying to help you to recognize not just who you are, but what you have. I chose this particular superhero, Batman, because it's unique. I followed Batman all the time when I was a child. And it wasn't that Batman was super strong. Batman had a mind, but Batman always knew how to use what he had. Let's go to the text. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day, when even was come, he said unto them, Jesus speaking, let's go over to the other side. I need you to hold on to that. Jesus says to the disciples, let's go over to the other side. We're going to start here, but we're going to go over to the other side. I need you to speak that into your own life, that I'm going to go over to the other side. I am going to progress. I'll be able to emotionally, spiritually, financially leave where I am and progress to another level. And then Jesus took the disciples, put them in a ship, and there were other ships that followed them. Here's what I also need you to know, family. What you do affects other people. And if your family members, your children, your coworkers hear us killing the new incoming president, if they hear us constantly complaining, it affects them. I need you to know that your presence and your anointing is strength to other people. And if you fall in the day of adversity, what will happen to those who are counting on you for a word from the Lord? Clean water and dirty water can't come out of the same mouth. It can't come out of the same faucet. So you must be careful of what you speak. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You need to encourage yourself and know that everything is going to be all right. Why? Because people are watching you. When Jesus began to move in the ship with his disciples, the Bible says other ships were moving with you. So you need to understand that how you do this affects everyone who is around you. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, and so now that it was full. You need to know that storms are going to come. Storms are going to come regardless of who sits in the White House. Storms are going to come regardless of how much money you have in the bank, how well you feel. Storms are going to come. Storms are a part of your life, not just proverbial, spiritual, emotional storms, but life has a way of bringing storms into your life. Who told you that once you connected with God, all your troubles were going to melt like butter in the sun? We need to stop using God like the fire alarm. In case of emergency, break glass and, you know, pray. We just pray when the storms come. Family, your lifestyle is what's going to keep you. Your mind, your faith is what's going to keep you. So here, a storm came. Let yourself know. Say it to yourself. Well, let me say it to you. Either you're in a storm, just came out of a storm, or there's one coming. Storms come into each life. Some rain must fall. So watch this. When the storm came, Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And when the disciples could not deal with the storm, they came to wake Jesus up. That's what I wanted to get to today. Family, it's time for us to wake Jesus up in our lives. We have been so docile that the spirit and the anointing inside of us has fallen asleep. Because we're just going through the motions. Everything was on cruise control. It was on autopilot. And now that a storm has arose, we're finally realizing that we need Jesus active in our lives. We need him every day, not just on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and all day Saturday. We need to wake Jesus up. When the disciples realized that this storm was going to be a little different than the others, they began to wake Jesus up. What about the anointing in you that's lying dormant? You know how to pray. You know how to get in touch with God. You know where your worship center is. You know how to get to church. But now that storm seems to be coming in your life, we're panicking. Don't panic. You can't pray if you're going to panic. You can't put a plan together if you're going to panic. So watch this. After they woke Jesus up, Jesus came up on the top of the ship. He arose. He rebuked the winds and the waves, and he said something that I want to speak into your life today. He said, "Peace, be still." Ha! Jesus spoke to that which he created, because remember, he's very man and very God, and he said, "Peace, be still." I'm going to speak that as your man of God on this morning, vitamin. I don't care what storms in your life right now. Peace, be still. I speak to your finances, your health, your family, your job, everything concerning you. Peace, be still. When you have God on your side, God can give you peace in the midst of the storm, but God can also speak peace to your storm. So I say it again, peace, be still. This storm will not kill you. This storm will not take you out. And they said unto him, "Master, you know, why do we go through this?" Listen to what Jesus said as we conclude. "Why are you so fearful?" Jesus was saying, "Man, didn't you know who you had on your side? Didn't you know you had superpower on your side? You didn't realize that I was on the boat, and the initial thing that I said to you was, let's pass over to the other side. So if I say we're going to the other side, it doesn't matter what you go through, you're going to make it. You're going to make it." Jesus says, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Family, it's our faith and our ability to wake Jesus up that's going to give us peace during this time in our life. Let's pray. God, you are awesome. And today I challenge myself and every person under the sound of my voice to stir up the power of God that is in us. God, it's time for us to wake you up in our lives. We got so comfortable with our routines, our jobs, Father, that we allowed the warrior in us to go to sleep. We allowed that power that you've given us to go to sleep. And now situations and emotions have confronted us that we need you to stand up and stand tall. Father, I also need you to speak to the storms in our life and declare the same thing that you declared on that day. Peace, be still. Father, we know that storms are a part of life, but someone on this call, someone watching this video needs peace in the midst of their storms. Father, do just that and we will bless you. Jesus, I love what you said to us through this text. Why are we so worried when you know you have, we have you with us? So God, we pray for this peace and we thank you. We're going to wake you up in our lives and watch the power flow. and speak to every storm that comes our way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Family, don't forget, you are a superhero. There are people counting on you. Awaken the power that's within you and watch God do incredible things. I'm looking for you this week on my birthday. Be there, and I know you're going to be blessed. I love you much. We got to get out of here. Make sure you post and repost this video. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. Have a fantastic weekend. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. And amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. Remember your superpower. Love you. Peace.